Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequency.
Well, hello. Hello.
Hey, hello. What's up, man?
What's going on? Listen, we got all this scanning with the frequencies tonight and scanning. Yeah. And I had a bad week because after last week's show, I wound up getting positive for COVID, but I'm better and I'm okay. But if I sound like Rudolph, just ignore me, okay? Ignore me if I sound like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, okay?
It's okay.
For the season.
It's okay because we're all on the island of misfits. Paranormal investigators. Yeah.
We damn well are. Tonight, our topic, we might as well jump right into this topic. Okay. We're going to talk about our techniques with the boss, and we'll play a couple little clips for you guys. Okay. I know yours are more in depth. Mine are short. I don't know which ones you want to go over first and go through techniques
matter. It doesn't matter because my stuff, I've been interviewed for so many years regarding it that whatever you play, I'm going to be able to tell you about it in great depth and specificity.
All right. Well, let me go first here. Okay. I run the box. I've been running the box, the Frank's box, but I have, let me give you my list. I got a Steve Holte box. I got a Frank's box. I got a PSB 7 original. I got a PSB 7, detuned. I got a Shack Hack. Okay. I think I got 2 Shack Hacks, I think. No. Okay, but I mainly use the Frank's box, and I like the Holte box, the Steve Holte box, all right? But my main one is the Frank's box. But I've been researching since about 2007. My first initial use of a box was, believe it or not, the Frank's box 33. Somebody had it at the port, okay? And then I was hooked, okay. And then I got a Shack Hack. You know how the whole thing goes. All right. But Frank taught me everything. So I don't use it per se. Like a lot of investigators take it to go ghost hunting.
Right.
I take it to a location, but 99.99% of the time, I run the box. I just run it and let my spirit guides take over. And, yeah, we get sometimes, you know, the people from location like Selma, you know, the spirits from Selma or the fort. But most of the time, they're talking to somebody that's there. So mine is a different style, a different technique, and I learned from Frank, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he taught me, and I'm sticking to the script. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So,
and I was aware that that's how he rolled, so yeah.
Yes, and that's exactly how he rolled, and he was a big goofball, and I missed the hell out of him every day because he used to make me laugh, okay?
Yeah.
And so my clip is basically, I ran the box on the 27th. Mostly I do, I'm so backlogged. I'm going to be honest with you. I have so much audio I still have to go over.
I haven't even done Nickerson. Snead, I've got a team that's kind of upset at me, but I have really been buried this year. And I have got 6 hours of digital and audio content that I have got to peruse over and get done. And I've actually finally put a date. Get it done by December 31st, and everybody will be happy.
It'll be like happy New Year.
Yeah.
Am I right?
All right, but I want to do it probably a week before the end of the year so I can release it and get everybody
now,
excited.
Since you have clips and I don't have clips from investigation, okay, I figure I'm going to put one on if I can find it. It's here somewhere.
Sure.
Hold on.
Yeah. It's
sort of here somewhere. It's that's a Halloween intro. No, we don't want that. Okay. I'm going to play a box clip. It's a short 22-second clip. Forward. Okay. This would be forward. I just want you to get the idea of what I try to got to go through. Okay. But this is forward, so I'm going to play it. All right. Here
okay. Hang on. Explain
okay.
to the audience what you mean by forward, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't know what we know.
Okay. This is just like running a tape player forward and not rewinding and not going in reverse. It's just straight up audio. Straight up forward. Straight up, look at me, the musician in me falters. Look it, it's straight up forward audio. No cutting, no trimming. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, straight up forward. Okay, I'm going to play the clip forward and hear how weird, okay, it is. And then I got the same clip in reverse. Okay? So wait. So forward first. Okay, now you hear that. That's straight up fast, right?
Okay.
Do you hear that word
now,
in there? I had to go look up a word, aspirat. I was like, what the hell is an aspirat? It's something that with Anatolia. I was like, what? I have no idea. You want to hear
now,
it?
Now, Lisa. Hang on, Lisa. Can you tell us? What you were talking, I was trying to hear what you were asking it. Were you asking anything or just talking?
No, I just said keep going.
I
didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, so
like,
that was keep going. Okay.
Yeah, that was just keep on going. All right, now this is in reverse, which is funny. Okay, ready? Now, I don't know if you heard in the middle of that. Were you here? It's William. Did you hear that?
I can articulate that as being William now. Yeah, I heard something like
okay,
that.
Okay, it said it's William. In the middle of that, that's backwards of what I just played forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that I didn't hear that forward.
Right.
But when I reversed the clip, because Frank's box is on what's called a linear sweep.
Yeah.
Now, a linear sweep is not only forward and reverse, it's random. You get what
right.
I mean? So a lot
oh,
of times,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a linear. Is there phase lock loop involved in that?
I don't know. All I know is a linear. Look, I don't know. I just know how to run the damn box.
Okay.
Linear sweep.
Well,
right.
Well, phase lock loop is where it's cycling.
Oh,
it's cycling so many stations at like 1,000 per second or something like that.
I have a lock on when like I flip the lock on when I get satisfied
okay.
with the way it sounds.
There
and
go.
Then I just flip up the echo or not, or the reverb, depending on what I want to use.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes the echo doesn't work right. I know that's really fast. I'm sorry about that. I didn't bring a slowed down clip. But you know
no,
what I mean?
No, it sounded
but,
fine to me. It sounded, that's Frank's box. Everything
yeah.
out of a Frank's box is so much more pretty.
I know, it is. Now, you've got your, this is what I mean. I always do it. Frank taught me how to do it forward, one way, and then reverse. And in the first clip, the forward clip, I don't know if you heard Frank. He was in there.
No.
Saying his name. Yeah. But it's so quick. I should have brought the slowed down version for you.
On phone, it's kind of, you know, it's really.
Yes, it's like.
You're really analog. You're not really getting to hear it as.
Exactly.
As good as you could if you were on stereo. Maybe.
I know. But it's.
I can increase the treble and pick up
true.
On it.
Well, actually, I should have probably been more good and slowed it down a tad so that you could hear it. All right.
I don't know. Then it changes. It all changes the dynamics of it. I think.
No, not if I slow it down just
okay.
a smidge. Yeah, like
all right.
No, because if you slow it down too much, that's.
Run it slower, William.
I'll never. Yeah, it would have. No, that part. That when I did slow it down on my audio
right.
program. It was like,
yeah.
It's William. I'm like, okay, it's William. I already knew it was William. It didn't matter. But anyway, I'm going to play one of your clips now, and I want you to explain this clip.
Okay.
Let me find it first. I
and
almost
now, can you hear me over the clip in case I ask you to stop?
Okay.
And I want to explain something? Okay, well, go ahead.
Listen, I almost put on the chicken instead of the clip.
Oh, no, you should have. Which clip are you playing?
I'm going to play STFM EVP clip 001 Wilson.
Okay,
Wilson,
give North Carolina. Let me give you a prelude.
Give me a prelude.
Okay, in 2011, this is the very first time I used my Shacket 12587 that was given to me by the leader of the group that I was previously with out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Shout out to Gabrielle Goodman.
Okay, shout
and
out.
She was my group leader and a mentor and a gifted psychic, a wonderful, wonderful person. She sent that to me for my birthday in November of 2010.
Oh, that's nice.
So in April of 2011, I took it and put it in the truck. I put it in the glove box above my head in the truck, and I hadn't used it. You know, I got it in November and I'd never used it. So I was sitting at this location. It was a consignee. I was going to deliver a load, and it was like 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and I had to get over to the docks by 5 in the morning.
Right.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm like in this state where I'm kind of dozing off. You know, and by the way, I'm parked, okay, just so you don't freak out. I'm parked, and I'm sitting in the cab of the truck there. And as I'm going into the state, I start seeing these images of, like, people that are running, like, this fire.
Okay,
and,
gotcha.
And they're like, and it's like this, and then I wake up, you know, and I'm sweating a little, and I'm still sitting in the truck, and it was like this really fast, you know, boop. And then I wake up, and I'm like, whoa. You know how you doze off and come back real fast?
Oh, yeah, you
well,
that.
Well, anyway, after
I
woke up, I could still sense them out there. And, and they were, like, in the cornfield, like, next to me there because I was parked along the fence.
I'm
so
not
going to
go children of the corn on you. I'm not going to go children of the corn on you. I'm sorry.
So I'm sitting there, and then I remembered that, well, I had my laptop in the floorboard. So I put my laptop up, and I turned the recorder on, and I started asking questions on the box. And I said, is anyone there? And I started getting all these replies, and I got the feeling that they were on fire. So in my question, I asked, was there a fire? And then you'll hear burn and house fire. So go ahead and play it.
All right. You got it. Here we go.
Is anyone there? What's your name? Yes, you. Joseph? Joseph. Are you dead or alive? I was dead. How did you die? How did you die? Did you die in a fire? Yeah? A fire, yes. What year is it? Yes, what year is it?
Listen, Fabian, you know what I heard in there? Besides the fire part, sick.
Yeah.
A kid said sick in the fire.
What?
Sick in fire. The fire. And somebody was also sick. And I heard 1947 in the background.
I heard 50 at the end.
50 was at the big noise.
But 42, I think, well, that might be another one. But, yes, that sounded good, remarkably good for phone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it came in. But you heard him. I said,
easy.
How did you die?
Yeah.
I meant to say I got the name Joseph. And
yeah.
also I asked him how they died, and he said I was killed.
Yeah, I know. I heard that part.
If you want to replay that, you'll hear that. It says, but you don't have to. I know we're short on time, so.
Well, this was only 1:15. Let's do
that
again.
But that is the energy.
I want you to hear before the 50. I want you to hear. It says 1940 something beforehand.
Well, yeah. Okay.
All right. It's underlying in the audio. Listen.
Okay. Is anyone there? What's your name? Yes, you. Joseph? Are you dead or alive? How did you die? How did you die? Did you die in a fire? Yeah? A fire, yes. What year is it? Yes, what year is it? Yeah, I heard you're 40-something.
Yep, 40-something. I don't know what
that is. I can't tell you what the last bit was, but my favorite part of that, and it will always be my favorite part of that little clip. By the way, there is a much longer clip with a lot more than that. YouTube.com/Fabian Trahan. It's been up since 2009.
There you go.
So if you want to check that out, they're all on there, all seven of my
and
original chat. Check 12587.
What's mine? Pups
team.
P-U-P-S-T-E-A-M. And I also have two YouTubes. I have one under Lisa Terrio and one under the Pups team. Both have EVPs in the box. And
did you have any questions?
Videos.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, concert videos.
No, not only Mikey. See, there goes Sean James. Yeah, just everybody on there. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
But, yeah, so there's Boston concerts and Boston concerts and EVPs of concerts and the Boston and much theater.
Right.
Okay, but anyway, no, I don't have any questions about that one, but because that's pretty clear that you know what I mean. But I wanted to ask you about that state you were talking about when I know what you mean. It's like when you're half drowsy, you're half dozing, and you're in that plane between states. Is that where
I
you
call
fall?
It between? Yeah, that happened to yes. And that's what happened to me in 1976 in the 11-room, 3-bath farmhouse that we lived in out in the middle of nowhere in Wharton County, Pierce, Texas. And that was the state. I got in a warm hot bathtub, and I kind of dozed off, and then I get up, and out of the corner of my eye, and yes, I did indeed. When I woke up, the same thing. I woke up and it was dark outside, but I could see them in my mind's eye, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes complete sense. You were like
and
in that state of a mind.
I don't see them straight on. I have once. Me and my wife did. Shout out to Danielle.
Yes.
And it was because the energy from that thing was just, I must have been really, really wanting to get a hold of somebody. But it was a residual, and we went right through it, going through a real slow construction zone. It was somebody who looked like Matt Dillon from The Outsiders. And we're assuming it was a motorcycle accident from the 50s because that road was really old. But back to the boxes.
You just reminded me of something.
Cool.
Oh, well, you just said that's, motorcycle accident. When I lived in Perkiomaville, we were running the box, and it was talking about a motorcycle accident, right? And it was the only time I had ever – I was shoveling snow. And the driveway is real long. I don't know if you remember the Perkiomaville driveway where you looked. It was really long driveway. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was up at the top. And across, or was I shoveling snow? Yeah. No, or leaves, one or the other. And all of a sudden, I see a dude in like a reflector vest and some sunglasses walking up the lawn in like the combat boots, you know, like a biker type. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Walking up the lawn. Please ignore me. I went, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I'm standing. And I look, and he disappeared.
Wow.
And it turned out there was a motorcycle accident.
Wow.
And the description of the dude up the block where it happened was identical. Identical.
That's amazing.
Okay, that's about the only time I ever see something that clear. That was
You just reminded me of something, too, that I was going to talk about on the show last week.
Okay, oh, remember.
But we're going to, well, I'll make it quick. But when I went to, and remember I was telling you I forget these things because I tell you about them before the show. Because of what you told me, you triggered me, my mind, my memory. So when I went to, my aunt and uncle come to see me. I went up to, shout out to my aunt and uncle Chambers in Houston.
Yes.
And they come to see me. They come to pick me up at the yard, which is in JFK Boulevard over there in Houston. And they lived in Humble, which is about 6 or 7 miles away. So they picked me up. First time I've seen them since 1976, right?
Yes.
So I mean, 77, I'm sorry. And I was still thinking of that incident in the house.
Yep.
But 77, they came and got me. It's 2009. And we were just driving down the road, and we were going to their house, and they stop at this red light, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this woman standing on the corner of right where the hotel is, and I could see this woman in my mind's eye, and her arms were bleeding, and my Aunt Elma picked up on it immediately, because, of course, I'm over here and I'm freaking out and I'm looking over there and I'm about to say something and Emma says no. She says I didn't know about all this stuff, but man, she had killed herself.
It
was quite remarkable.
That's when I run into a lot with I've noticed. Like sometimes with the my field with the box, will reach out to, that's really weird. But reaching out to, like lost souls that have taken their own lives, will reach out to their people. That's kind of my field in the box. My field is reaching out. Helping people.
Well, I do try to help. I may not be qualified to, but. I think you're probably more uniquely qualified, especially with the Frank Box and that wonderful spirit guide that you have, Walter.
Yeah, it's Walter, not me.
William. Yeah, y'all can do a lot more than I can because I haven't touched base with that ability yet. But anyway, I just
because
thought I'd share
found,
that.
No, you have not found your spirit guide. You just need to know who your angel, your spirit guide, whatever you want to call them, who they are. So you can just call them. Frank taught me this. You just call them and they'll tell you who they are.
Wow, I got to do that.
Because we know Dawn's spirit guide, he's Bennett. His name's Bennett.
Yeah.
And he pops in when she don't come on the box or he'll be like, Dawn, it's Bennett. I swear to you, out of nowhere. Hers is Bennett, and mine's Walter and William, and Walter's universal, so you get it? Like, I don't know. He's pretty good. I just stand there. I'm an antenna. I just stand there. They do all the work. Get my point?
Oh, I do, and by the way, I do know I have guardian angels. We talked about, last week. I don't know yet whether or not I have found to ask, but I'm going to do that sometime.
Dude, you were born with a spirit guide. Walter came with me.
All right,
so your angel, whatever you want to call him, whether you want to call him an angel, whether you want to call him a guide, it don't matter, but when somebody came with you,
Yeah,
so just find out who talks, because that is your protection when you're on the box. That's going to be you don't want no bad shit coming through, right?
No, of course not.
There you go. That's why I don't have any bad stuff come through. We've literally heard him throw bad people out. Literally. Like, get the fuck out of here. And with colorful language.
So the interesting thing about you is in your communication with your spirit guide, you bring in spirits onto the spirit box. It's not something that you're trying to elicit. It's
right.
just something that you're bringing in, if you want to call it, of course, supernaturally maybe. Because
well,
it's really not,
yeah.
none of this is really natural, so you got to qualify it as supernatural. But,
yeah, he
yeah.
like, if somebody wants to talk to, you know what I mean, and like, if I'm out,
yeah.
if I'm at an event, and somebody wants to reach a person that's at that event, then I, all of a sudden, I don't know what they're talking about. Walter's reciting names and telling things, and so I just repeat what he's saying. You get my point?
Yeah.
So then,
oh,
then
yeah.
somebody will usually go and raise their hand or say something or cry, which really throws me for a loop when that happens. And then
oh,
I
yeah.
get it. Then I'm like, okay, we know that this person's here to talk to this person. So it makes things, you know what I mean? That's what the difference. Now, at the fort, though, we have, like, fun. Like, if I'm at the fort, I talk to the spirits at the fort. Get my, you see what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if somebody else walked in the room, some other spirit might want to come and talk to them. Yeah, my
well,
that's
yeah.
that happens. It'll
I
happen
have an off
with
the
you.
Wall. Well, I have an off the wall on the same subject question.
What?
But I need to ask it because it just comes to me on the fly. So, do you believe residuals locked in place, intelligent energies wherever they want to go? Do you believe that?
What do you mean? They can go where they ever want to go?
Like no, residual? Do you believe that residuals?
No,
are
no,
bound by their environment, and intelligent spirits can move about
if
freely.
If it's a residual, that's just an energy. That's not a spirit. That's just a leftover
okay.
energy of the person
right.
behind. So that's just
okay.
like a repetitive motion or a repetitive act or a repetitive
mm-hmm.
scene. But, they'll just keep repeating themselves, I imagine, right?
Right. My belief yeah. is that you can communicate on the boxes with – mostly intelligent, but if you're catching the throes of a
yeah.
residual and there is some type of connect or connotation of audio where
like
it's just
like
help or a shot or something, then you're picking up that,
yeah.
and you may get that again at another time, the exact same audio.
That's
but
like
with
the
an intelligent, is, in other words, a residual to me is static, but a intelligent is dynamic.
Yeah, but the residual would be like getting the musket fire on the box at the fort.
Oh,
that's
when they
residual.
Do all the time in
yeah.
Gettysburg,
yeah.
all the
that,
freaking
that's
time.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. That's a residual. That's constant. There's so much energy to them. But then you get the spirits, you know, like, hey, don't trip on that, or don't fall, or hey, what's up, or you know what I mean? Does it, where you know that you're talking to, and you know, they answer you.
That's
you know?
Right.
That's
absolutely right. That's
the point.
Right.
The point is they answer you or they answer Walter. I don't know about me. You know what I mean? But they shit. I just,
hey.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you want to chime in, it's 347-202-0316. If y'all want
yes.
to give
wanna
us a call and you want to share some of your ghost boxing
yeah.
or some of your experiences, we'd love to hear from you.
The
0316.
You know, when you have a, like, straight up EVPs, I mean, I've gotten, like, the some really, really kick-ass regular EVP, no box. I'm talking about I put the recorder down on a bench in Casemate 1 in Fort Mifflin,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, I went home to do the audio. Now I'm by myself. There's no one else there with me. And I went home, and as I put the, you hear me put the recorder down, then you hear me walk to the other side of the Casemate and sit down. And all you
yeah.
hear on my recorder is, Lisa. When I went home, I was like, oh, my God. That was the first time I ever had my name called on an EVP.
Lisa.
It was like, Lisa. I got it up. It's on one of my YouTubes, either Pup's Team or the Lisa Terrio one. But, oh, my God. I was so excited and freaked out because I was like, wait a minute. I was by myself. Okay.
Did you have another clip?
No, I only got that
okay.
one.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Because I didn't know how to get. I don't have the situation where I can grab my YouTube videos. My hard drive is over at the storage unit, so
oh,
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, where all my stuff is, all my legitimate like evidence up the wazoo. Okay.
Well, if you want to hear these awesome clips from Lisa. Just
yeah.
go to pupsteam.com/ Pups Team, PUPSTEAM.
Yep, or Lisa Terrio. You could go to Lisa Terrio, too. I have a bunch of EVPs on that one, too.
Yeah, you got mostly, the dogs are mostly on that one.
No,
the
whole bottom.
Oh, the bottom part?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't heard those then. I got to check them out.
And so you got, but the other one, you can actually listen to how the Frank's Box, we interact at the fort, which is really, I think people should really listen to how the Frank's Box interacts at the fort.
Oh, that's right, that's
on the Pups Team. That one, well, they'll be on both, but Pups Team the fort interactions, you'll actually be able to hear the one actually has the musket fire I was just speaking of on it. Mm-hmm. So you can just scroll down and just take a listen, because that's how we interact with the spirits.
Yeah.
All right, so that would be I don't know. It's crazy.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool that when you're just doing your spirit guide communication, spirits come in while you're just, that's your main reason for using the Frank's Box is to communicate with Walter and William.
Yes,
and,
yes.
I have heard your captures. I know someday when your means are better, you're going to blow some people's minds with what you got, because you got
some really decent stuff.
You got some really great stuff.
Like
Dawn and all you guys.
Oh,
me and
Dawn.
Stuff.
Look, we have two names for our spirit guides. They're either the Justice Crew or the Comedy Club. No lie.
Yeah. I remember the Justice Crew.
The Justice Crew. I tell you what, but me and Dawn, what we went through and all that crap like that, if it wasn't for, especially William, William was the more the one where gave us information. Like, he knew everything. And it was real time. So that was a really, because we were in danger, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because something was going to happen. We were in danger. So...
Exactly.
I think about that now, and Walter, of course, is the protector, but William is more like the armed guard. I don't know how to put that. But you have your guides, one does certain jobs and one does something else, what I mean? But it's good to know that, like, when I go out to an investigation, like, everybody's like, oh, did you wear your protection? I'm like, I don't need to wear my protection, I brought it with me.
Right.
Get my point? Yeah, like, you know
well,
what I mean.
Yeah, your spirit guides are your umbrella.
Right. Okay.
Right.
They are
your shield, whatever
you want to call them, angels, guides, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Because they get called different things. I mean, I just say guides because it's just me. You know what I mean? Angels, guides, guardians, whatever. Guardians of the galaxy. No, but we kidding.
Guardians of the fort, guardians of the mansion, guardians of wherever you're at, right?
They're just
keeping you safe when you walk in there.
Yeah, if you were walking, like, let's say that you're walking in an investigation, and you brought Walter with you, right? And you weren't supposed to go into one room. Mm-hmm. You'd feel pushed to the right. Get my point?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say, like that kind of vibe, like, don't go in there, cross the street.
Right.
They're there. Angels are with us always. Whether you're
I totally agree with that. And angels are the messengers of
mm-hmm.
God and the gods. The thing about angels, I did a podcast years ago about angels on a different
mm-hmm.
format. It was called. I'm trying to remember the name of the format, but it didn't turn out to be, it wasn't a really good format. It was real low quality 64-bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to remember the name of it, but that's how much I really cared about using it anymore.
I got you.
And they wanted to charge you an arm and a leg for 128-bit, to broadcast, so I'm like, I can do Shoutcast and Winamp.
Mm-hmm.
And record my shit instead of paying
mm-hmm.
all this money on this format that's absolutely not that good to begin with. But I did a discussion about angels and how they are messengers of the gods, based on, the theology of that, and it's not just the Christian faith.
No, exactly.
Muslims also believe
mm-hmm.
then angels being messengers of God, of their God
mm-hmm.
and the gods, and you can't talk. I mean, this is what the theology teaches us. It says that you can't directly communicate with God because you would blow to pieces.
Yep.
The angels are like a buffer or a conduit that, you know, it's like a shield. It's an insulation so that we can communicate to God through them. Do you jive with that?
Yeah, I got you. I've heard that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's true and what's not when it comes to that.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But
I've definitely heard.
Well, is it plausible?
I can imagine. It might be, because look at
yeah.
the universe. I mean, serious.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about it. If you go up in space, you're going to blow up. You can't go up and get it, so why not?
Yeah. Do you think your spirit guides act in a similar way so that you can help cross spirits and interact with spirits? Do you maybe think there's a correlation there somehow?
I know. I've heard Walter take spirits somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I've heard him do that, like where they go, Debbie's the operator. We call her the phone operator. She goes, Walter. And then she'll call him, and then she'll say, go with Walter. And then Walter will say, I'm here. And then you say, bye. And then Walter disappears for God knows how long. And then he comes back, and the person, whoever that spirit is gone. And he says it's okay that they went home.
Right.
So I don't know
where
the hell he takes them.
Yeah. So, you know, you sure it isn't Ghostbusters, what do you want?
No, yeah, but oh my God, no! This Debbie is I have
Debbie
no Dodge. Idea where who she is connected to, whether it's like Mikey or Jade or Dawn or you get it or me
yeah.
or she, but she seems to be Walter's freaking. We just call her Debbie. Her real nickname is the Singing Lady because
right.
she sings his name. She goes Walter, yeah, no lie. So we dubbed her the Singing Lady. Mm. And I got
That's
her, first
great.
Time I ever got her was on an EVP, a regular
right.
straight-up EVP.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the hell she came from, but she's cool. She's like a phone operator. I picture her with a headset on, with the switchboard.
Did you have a question about the other EVPs?
I'm gonna play. Let me see. The next one we have here is the clip from Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That was in the Confederate. That was in the Confederate cemetery, not in the Confederate cemetery. I didn't go in, but I had walked back to the cemetery from our yard. We have a service center in Richmond, and I walked back to. It was on Jefferson Davis Highway, US 1 there in Richmond.
Right.
And I walked back to the cemetery, and there was a caretaker up there, and I'd asked him, I said, would it be okay if I stood out here on the other side of the wall and asked questions? He said, well, yeah, that's fine, because I felt like it would be disgrace, you know, it would be a disgrace to go in there and, interrupt them and everything. So what I did is I did it on the outskirts of the cemetery, but it was in the cemetery, you know, because it's on the ground.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't actually inside of the cemetery with the gravestones out of respect. So
gotcha.
What I did is I got in there and I started asking questions. By the way, what I've gave you is just a little bit of that. And I know I wanted to give you something that wouldn't take, but that whole audio is on youtube.com/FabianTrahan. And
okay.
It doesn't do it service that I had to leave so much of the captures out of that. Because it by far is the most, it was the most recognized and listened to based on the context of the Civil War.
Okay.
The people that interacted with it. So if you want to go ahead and play it.
I'm
going
to play it right now. All right,
okay,
let me get
ahead.
It up. Oops,
all right.
My phone screen almost went dark on me.
This is Ghost Box EVP Session 2, April 25th, 2011 in Richmond, Virginia. I'm attempting to use ITC using a ghost box to contact any spiritual energies that might be present. What's your name?
Thanks.
Yes, what's your name? Are you dead?
No.
You're not dead. What's your name? Can you hear me? If you can hear me talking to the black box. Talking to the black box in my hand.
Can hear you.
I thought you could hear me.
Yep, they heard you. They heard you. I heard that. That sounded like Walter.
Well, it said, it actually, if you heard that last part, it says, I can hear you.
I heard
it. And that let me know immediately that it was, they were willing to talk. That goes on and on with some more. It talks about guns. It talks about, I actually made contact with a general and actually get them to tell me their rank. So it's a really great file. But for, you
know,
for time constraints on the show, I couldn't share. It'd take up, you know, at least a good 10 minutes of the show. So I didn't, but that was one of, but that was one of the most rewarding, and if you want to call it that, productive sessions that I ever done. Do you have any questions about it?
No, it's clear cut. That was clear cut. That was really good. All right, like I could
hear
it.
That doesn't even scratch the surface of what I caught that night.
Oh, I can imagine.
And by the way, shout out to Ricky LaFontaine.
Oh, Ricky.
He actually listened to the whole thing and shared it.
And I
appreciate that, Ricky. Thank you.
Ricky's awesome. I'm going to be on,
Ricky
be on
awesome.
Their show tomorrow night. I'm going to be
on
their show
tomorrow.
Oh,
good. We got a plug and didn't even realize it.
Ricky.
I got a plug. I released my latest Parasanctum podcast on Spotify tonight. It's out, Parasanctum podcast. I talk about the six wonderful stories, true haunted paranormal stories of southern Idaho.
Oh, wow, cool. Sure.
Yeah, so it's different, something different. But Idaho has some really delicious stories, and I hope y'all can check that out. And I'd appreciate it if you did. It'd be cool.
Yes, and I finally got my Spotify app now, so I can do that.
Yay! Parasanctum Podcast, and that's through anchor.fm.
Yeah.
But I'm on iHeart, Amazon Music, Spreaker, Google, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, I am there.
We have to start getting these shows onto YouTube.
You know, I was thinking that the other day, but
God.
It would only be you doing the live stream because I'm driving.
What do you mean?
In the dark. Well,
I mean the show, the audio.
Oh, yes. And we need a Scanning the Frequency Facebook page.
Yep. Yeah,
Facebook
I got a
page.
I have that.
Oh, you have a
Scanning
the Frequencies?
You should be on it. Bad boy. Yeah, I already have that page. We've had a page since 2013.
Oh, really? On Facebook?
I always put the shows up every week.
I thought it was Live Paranormal. I must have saw it and thought it was Live Paranormal.
Well, it's connects. I mean, it's got Live Paranormal as a link on the page, but it has a whole page to itself. So you can go down and scroll the crazy shit that went on.
Do you have the? Well, I guess I remember that. Do you have a community yet?
It's a community page.
Oh, it is
a
community page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
Yeah, I mean, it's been out since 2013, but you can scroll down on the Scanning with the Frequencies page and see all the insanity for the past, like, years.
Okay.
You'll be like,
gotcha.
Oh, God, these guys are nuts. Okay, but anyway, you can see Dawn and I's, like, old episodes or, you know what I mean? Some stuff going back. And hi, Dawn, where are you? We miss you, Dawn.
Exactly.
I got to see her last Saturday. So
oh, really?
I got to see Dawn
great.
Debbie. I was happy. I got to see Dawn and Debbie. I love Dawn and Debbie. And Whiskey Grin. I got to give a shout-out to Whiskey Grin. Okay, that band is phenomenal. Dreams, the drummer, that's Dawn's boyfriend. He's the drummer. Mm-hmm. And Mikey, our lovely Michael Terrio, him and Joey Stein, the Sell the Sound, the new band, they got to perform.
Yeah.
and they did a set, and it was freaking awesome.
Oh, I bet it was. It's about to get. It's about to come together, ain't it?
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, it is. And Mikey sent me a clip on a. He made some a piano piece, and I almost fell off the couch.
Yeah.
I was like, huh? I'm like a piano piece. I'm like, wait, what? Yep. These kids are multi-talented, both him and Joey.
Well, that's cool. Piano, is I love piano.
Oh, so do I.
And in my latest podcast, I actually included saloon piano music.
Oh, wow.
Because I love that. Whatever, you know.
Yep. And Mikey, this piano piece Mikey's making up has a jazz vibe to it. I was bugged out. A bluesy jazz vibe. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I don't know if it's another song coming out. I'm not sure yet. But you know what I mean? Getting back to our EVPBs, okay? You were speaking of the battlefield. I mean, the Confederate graveyard, right? On the Pups team's page, if the people scroll down, they're going to find the Battlefield Brewery. It's in Gettysburg. It's our audio from there. You said they give name and ranks, right, on yours? Cuz? Did I lose you? Oh, here he is. There you go.
Yes, they gave and ranks. They gave name and ranks. Yes.
Okay. They gave name and ranks. Okay. Okay, they did that with us we were in Gettysburg, and we literally were like looking down the driveway and saw the soldiers. Like it looked like white mist soldiers. You get what I'm saying? Like walking.
Yeah, they usually
like,
do
into nowhere.
Gray or white. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, but then we had the box running, and that's when we started asking who was there. And Walter, of course, was with us, you know, and they were asking if we were married. They thought we were like girls. Get what I'm saying? And
yeah,
they're like, like, yeah.
Yeah,
and Walter's like, no, they're married. And the audio is literally on on our YouTube page.
There was one, wasn't there one where you were at Fort Mifflin, and one of them was saying something to somebody that you were with, and you had to get on them because they were interested in someone that you cared about. I can't remember the whole story.
Well,
it's been a while since you told me.
Well, with Jade, Jade had dyed her hair blonde.
Jade,
and then walked in.
Yes.
She walks into Casemate 4, right?
That.
And she's like.
Yeah.
Ow, something's grabbing my arm. I'm like, let her go.
That
it's
was it, yeah.
Jade.
How could I forget
I'm
that?
Like,
it was Jade,
you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because, you know, she walked in different. Yeah. She's like, oh, my
God.
It was crazy. Yeah, because she was different. Yeah, well, blondes are definitely a trigger object in Casemate 4, so it always has been like that.
Well, when I was on the football team, when I was captain of the football team, they definitely were a trigger update.
Okay,
back
there you go.
School.
So you understand completely. Yep. Okay.
I guess. Well, I was a dude. So, you know.
I don't. Yeah. The judge, as we call him, a shout out to Greg. Oh, I'm shouting out to Greg O'Brien. The judge just loves
Greg O'Brien.
Greg
O'Brien.
He always used to tell him.
I don't know him personally,
but you spoke really highly of him. I love Greg. But the judge used to tell him off all the time. Okay, the judge is just a grumpy, okay? Burr, 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 burr. He's the grumpy dude. He's the judge. We call him the judge at the fort. Okay?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mainly the one part of Fort Mifflin, they did hold political prisoners, too. So you have to understand, this was a prison, not only a Revolutionary War fort. It was a Civil War prison.
Right.
To get some wicked history. You know what I mean? It's all wicked, like layers of history in the same place. But no, shout out to Greg and the judge. Oh my God. Oh my Lord have mercy. But now getting back to your EVPs, I see you got one from Smith territory here from Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah.
Yep. That's why I said my Smith family's from down there.
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama. That was done at a service center right next to the cemetery. And I just asked them what their occupations were, and I got occupations. And that's the clip I chose
out of
that.
Okay, can I play that?
There's a part one and two to that, and I only had that little bit that I gave you. But, yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you context on it. Go ahead.
All right, because it's 2 minutes, so I'm going to start it now. It's 2:28, so I'm going to start it now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
This is Ghost Box EVP, Session 4, Montgomery, Alabama, August 17th, 2011. Hello. Is there something you would like to say? Are you dead?
Yes, no.
How did you die? How did you die?
Died.
Are you wandering around? Are you dead or alive? What are you? Do you know that you're dead? How were you killed? Is there something you'd like to share with us?
Oh, wow.
What's your name?
Oh, wow.
Are you scared?
Yes.
Are you trying to find the light? Are you trying to find the light? My name is Fabian. What is yours? Are you lonely? Can you say my name? Can you say Fabian? If you can hear me, can you say Fabian?
There you go.
What year is it?
There it is, 42.
Dude, I heard them say they were dead like 15 times in that.
Did you hear that? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It was Montgomery, Alabama. I should know that. And it said my name, and that's later on. That's later on, but what you were hearing is their ways that they died. And I was thinking that was the other clip, but I sent you the first clip that I said.
Wait, but you listened to me. I heard them say, I'm dead. Like 5 or 6 times.
Oh,
I'm dead.
They did.
I'm dead.
Oh, you heard that too?
Dead.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
dead. I heard it all throughout the whole thing. That's why I was like, oh, my God. And then I heard your name, too, right afterwards.
Well,
they said yes first when you say, can you say my name? Yeah.
Yeah.
They always say that. Yeah.
That was, one said, we're not awake. I said, we're not away or we're not awake. And I'm pretty sure it was we're not awake.
Yep,
and
but all I kept hearing
heard,
in the background
that was
I'm dead.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's a lot about death, and then I asked them names, and they gave
just
me names.
I'm dead.
By the way, it dawned on me that I gave you, we're going to do more of this later on, too, but part two, I asked one of them in part two of that, and they're on that YouTube.com slash Baby Fan. I asked if there's someone that wants to contact somebody on our side, and it comes through and says Michelle Brown, really, really clear on the other one. But
I'll
get you some more
That's
clips.
That's pretty trippy.
And we can do this, but
definitely.
I know we're getting low on time, so we won't be able to get to that other one. But I'm going to send more. I'll upload more, and we will get to those in the future. But I would love to hear what y'all think.
Definitely. And I'm going to go send us out of here in a minute or two with some Mikey's music. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To end off the night. Which song do you think we should play?
I want you to play that new one. from the new band that he's got going?
It's kind of short though. It's only 147.
Okay.
But,
Fairy Tale is fun. Fairy Tale's always
yeah.
Fairy Tale
seems to be that.
That's always. That's my favorite one. That should
you.
Be our
I have
exit
to,
song.
I have to
for
say
a while.
That. That should be the exit song for good, I'm telling you, because I'm going to get out of here at 4 minutes because it's 2:38 this way that I don't have to do the little. Anyway, but so we had a really good show, and we'll continue this because we have to go over more. Okay. Oh, also.
And I'll
John
try
Kirsten,
to get some of your audio, and I'll try to get some of your audio from Upstream and help you out with that.
Thank you. Thank you, please, because I can't extract it, you know. But listen, John Perkey, I spoke to him. He's not feeling good either. But when he feels better, he will be on the show. So, okay, so that's another shout out there, which is good.
That's
okay,
correct.
And I hope he feels better if he listens to the show. All right, cuz, all right, everybody, here we're going to send you out with an exit song. Okay, love you, cuz, and we're going to continue this next
week.
Love
you, too. And listen all to
right.
Live Paranormal.
Have a good night, everybody.
Listen to Live Paranormal, everybody. Yeah.
That's right. And there goes out with So the Sound Song Fairy Tale.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Thank you for
good
listening.
Good night. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.